الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, His ihsan and favor. Allah ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity once again to assemble. The Islamic year is 1437 plus 1. You may ask, why don't I say 1438? Because it's as easy as that to say 1438. I'm saying 1437 plus 1. You know, like in Gujarati, sometimes they say, you know, Hindu, Hindu, ke, you know, talk straight. Why, you know? So, I say this because I want to relate to an incident that took place a century ago, 1337 Hijri. And it is because of the approach of the Mubarak month that so happened, I just opened one of the kitabs which contained the Malfuzat on the sayings or the Majalis or part of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and Allah Ta'ala willed it that it opened in this particular page. And I read the heading, so it had to do with Taraweeh. So it interested me. I said, let me, because of the coming of the Mubarak month, for my own benefit and for the maybe benefit of others, if we share it with others, may read what has been written. So, I began reading this particular article, and it was composed, it was written by one person by the name of Muhammad Yusuf Bijanuri Rahmatullah Ali, who used to write the Majalis of Hazrat certain times. So this person says, you know, personally, I've asked a few people this question, and I, up to now, didn't get an answer in detail. That is that we hear, and we read also, that in the month of Ramadan Mubarak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made door of the Qur'an and Majid with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So it was my desire to know that how this door was done. You know, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite? How much did he recite? How long did it take? And as Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam recited. You know, it's something, you know, it's a scene, you know, if you can only visualize, if you try to see what a scene it must have had been. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam reciting, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting. So, however, just this much is confirmed that this door did take place, and in the year that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this world, that particular Ramzan Sharif, the Quran Sharif recitation was twice. But beyond that, we don't get any further description of this door and this revision that took place between the one that brought the wahi to the one sallallahu alaihi wasallam who received the wahi. And so this particular person, as Mawlana Yusuf Bijnuri rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions that it was always my desire to witness a Ramadan al-Mubarak, and especially the Taraweeh Salah and so forth, the Isha and Taraweeh Salah, to witness that which has been written in the Kitabs of Fiqh. I said, I went various places, but you see, I didn't really get that, what is described in Kitabs of Fiqh, that how the Taraweeh should be, the method of the Taraweeh and so forth. He said, until this particular year, 1337, see, I went to Thanabon. And he said, I spent min awwalihi ila akhirihi, from the beginning of Ramzan Sharif to the end of Ramzan Sharif, I spent in Thanabon, as Thanvi Ramtullah Ali. He said, there, what I had read in Kitabs regarding Ramadan al-Mubarak and Taraweeh and how it should be recited, that is where I observed. So amongst a few things that he has discussed there, I felt it interesting and I felt that I should discuss it also, because we've got Huffaz here, and for my own encouragement as well. The one thing that has been written about Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's Khanqa and his Taraweeh and his Salah is that in the Khanqa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he himself performed the Salah and he himself performed the Taraweeh. And according to what he writes, he says that Isha Adhan was given 1 hour 40 minutes after the setting in of Maghrib time. And half hour thereafter, the Isha Salah would begin. And he describes the Farz Salah of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, mentioning that he read short surahs. Sometimes it was Suratul Fil and surahs of, sometimes really he would go to Suratul Shams and that. Now imagine a person who is so conscious about the Sunnat, is also conscious about the Muqtadis. Sometimes, you know, we get to reciting the Farz Salah. Now they also, you know, to make the Qirat very long. Something for us to understand and learn from our Akabir. That is why we discuss these issues. So he said that the Farz Salah, sometimes what happens is that the Imam himself is not the one that performs the Taraweeh. He doesn't lead the Taraweeh. He's just called up, or he only performs the Farz Salah. Now because he's only got the Farz Salah, so what he does? He lengthens the Qirat. That is not on his mind now. And generally, if it is the Hafiz who himself is going to be performing, then maybe I, for other reasons, that I want to get quickly to the Musalla and start my Taraweeh. But here it is consideration for the Musallis, for the Muqtadis. So his Farz Salah used to be short. And after that, I said the Farz, the Taraweeh Salah itself, the Witr, all put together extended to about 1.5 hour or a little less than that. That was the average time that it took for his Taraweeh. The other thing that is mentioned about Hazrat Abdullah Ali's Taraweeh was the Tarweeha. Tarweeha is where we sit after every 4 rakat. So this person, he asked Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali once, says, what do you read in between, you know, the 4 rakat? So the Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this in Shar'an, from a Shari'i point of view, is nothing that is really proven to be read at that time. What I like to do is recite Durood Sharif. And he mentions that in every tarbiha, after every four rakats, I recite Durood Sharif 25 times. I recite Durood Sharif 25 times. And I did a little estimate, it would probably take anything between 1 minute and 15 seconds to maybe 1.5 minutes, depending on what type of Durood Sharif person read. But that is what it would take. And in that also, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that the consideration is for those who want to go and drink some water or something, they can go and come back and get their takbir-e-ula again. So in order to accommodate that, this is what his ma'amul used to be, 25 times Durood Sharif. Then another thing, of course, regarding the recitation itself with tajweed and whatever, the time itself will tell us that how the Quran Sharif had been recited. Another thing that has been observed, you know, it is a matter of whether the Quran Majeed should be completed on the 25th night, 27th night, 29th night. My ustad Hazrat Abdul Rahman Sahib Mia Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he was an ashik of the Quran Majeed. And one thing we observed there for the years that I was there, for about 6 years, and it was always the ma'amul there and the tartib there, that as long as I was there, I don't know now, but they always used to complete on the 27th night. Hazrat Hafizah Rahmatullah Ali, who was an ashiq of the Qur'an Majeed, always liked the Qur'an Majeed to be completed on the 27th. After reading with this person has wrote about Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, I see this, in our kabir, in our seniors, the system has been there. So the Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, it is mentioned, this person mentions that initially he used to read 1 1/4 para and then bring it down and finish on the 27th. So this is another thing that we see in the ma'amul of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Another aspect of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's taraweeh was that in his tilawat of the Quran Majeed, it is a masala that at least once in the Quran Majeed, Basmallah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, at the beginning of a surah should be recited aloud, should be audible. The muqtadi should be able to hear that. A person should recite it aloud. So see, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali read that particular Bismillah aloud at the beginning of Surah Iqra. And some have read it before Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allah, others may have read it other places. But Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali preferred at that particular occasion to read it before Surah Iqra. Okay. The other thing that's a little different, of course, this is it needs the person should educate his musalli, so they should know about this mas'ala. But when it came to the sajda of tilawat, sajdatu tilawa, so it was the ma'amul of the Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, sometimes he would include it in the ruku, and sometimes he would make the sajda on its own. The mas'ala is this, that if a person immediately after the ayat of sajda goes into ruku and makes a niyat of sajda tilawat in the ruku, then the sajda is accepted, that sajda is regarded as done if it is done in the ruku. This is why sometimes you may observe some places that the imam has read the ayat of sajda and didn't go into sajda, he went away into ruku. So if he is an educated, learned person and knows the masail of Salah and Sajda Tilawat and Sajda Sahu and whatever, so he knows what he is doing, because here he is making the niyat of, like for instance, generally, you know, when we reading the first Sajda that comes at the end of Suratul A'raf, right, and then Suratul Anfal. So generally what we do, we stop there and then make the Sajda, and then we read Yas'alunaka 'anil Anfal and read those few ayat, and then makes ruku. say if it is at a place like that, and if a person completes the ayat of sajda, and immediately thereafter is going into ruku, so in that ruku is the intention, if the niyat of sajda is made, sajda to tilawa, then it's acceptable. So sometimes Al Thani Rahmatullah Ali will make the niyat of sajda to tilawa in ruku, and sometimes he would make the niyat, or he would go into sajda tilawa directly. Basically, this describes the Taraweeh and the atmosphere in Ramadan Mubarak. Of course, after the Taraweeh, Hazrat Huzla at the end used to have a Tarweeh and the Durood Sharif, and then a short dua used to be made, and then after that, the Witr used to take place. So this is the Ma'mool of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And after reading it, it brought about some dissing in myself also, that you know, there's certain things that we learn in our akabir, you know, in the tartib, in the way that they have conducted themselves, they have did certain things, like for instance, not matter of farz or anything, but completing on the 27th night, or you know, these types of things. Reading along there, there was something also that attracted my attention, what has been discussed now, maybe more for huffaz. But something else that I read along, it was one safar that Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali made to one city by the name of Kanpur. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was there at one time, but however, he traveled to this place. So someone was documenting, you know, everything, going, whatever was happening, whatever bayanat and everything. So Hazrat was at someone's place, he was a guest at someone's place. And someone, an outsider, brought some hadiya, some gift, in the form of some curry. It was buck meat that was cooked and brought for Hazrat. He brought it in a bowl, whatever, gave it. Now, I'm discussing this because it is also related to our Ramzan Sharif. So one may be spiritual, this one may be physical, it's got to do with our stomachs. So, however, when that hadiya came, that bowl came, so Hazrat told the person of the house that take it inside and bring the container back. Bring the container back. So this person went inside, and it took some time before he could return, waiting. So the person that brought that hadiya couldn't wait any longer. So he left this message, said, okay, listen, I'll pick it up later, or they can deliver it later. And he went away because he couldn't wait any longer. The person, the host, came back after some time with that utensil. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was a person of usul, you know, principle. So he showed his, unpleasantness. That, listen, this is not how it's supposed to be. You took it in, you should have emptied it quickly and brought it as quickly as possible so that this person could take his utensil away. So, however, then Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, you see, delay in these types of things is not the correct thing. He says, if someone sends something to you, then he said, some people look at rahate ajila, and I look at rahate ajila. There's a difference. One is with an ayn, and one is with a hamza. Rahate ajila. That ajil means quick, immediate. Rahate ajila. And he say, I look at rahate ajila. Ajila means the end. You know, there must be rahat and comfort at the end. He says, some people look at rahate ajila, means that immediate. Now someone brought that utensil. Now instead of me, you know, emptying it immediately and taking everything out, putting it into another bowl, and that. I don't want to do that now because I want to be comfortable now, I want to eat now, whatever, I'll see. No, baad mein dekha jayega, I'll send it later on. So your immediate rahat, that is what you are giving preference to. And Hazrat says, Now this is a principle. If only we can understand this principle, there's so many other things that it can be applicable to and make life so much more pleasant for us. So he said, I don't look at rahat-e ajila. I don't look at my immediate, rahat and comfort, but I look at the end. And this, the end is this, that at the end I must be comfortable, meaning that when the result comes, I must be happy and I must be comfortable with the result. Then he compares the two. He says, what is rahat-e ajila and what is rahat-e ajila? He says, this person brought the utensil. Now you engaged yourself in rahat-e ajila, meaning immediate comfort. And then what happened? That utensil got mixed up. It went into the sink and you had the same type of Tupperware and the same type of container. It got mixed up, or after 2 days you forgot about it. Now that person is asking you for it. And we know how women folk are as far as their Tupperwares are concerned. So now over a little issue, there's a problem. Now why? Because you indulged in rahat-e ajila. If only you didn't worry about your rahat at that time and said, let me do what is supposed to be done this time and send it away, you wouldn't have had this problem. Or you wouldn't have to suffer the humiliation that the person has to phone and ask you and remind you that, listen, you've got my Tupperware, can you send it? Now sometimes you don't have an identification, you'll find it. But now you can't find it, 1 day, 2 days going by, and you can't find it. It's all because of rahat-e ajila and rahat-e ajila. This is what happens in Ramadan al-Mubarak. It's linked there, that is why I'm mentioning it. That someone sends something. I said, okay, doesn't matter, now we're having iftar, or before iftar someone sent it. Now can I not empty this immediately and send it, say, even if you meant putting something inside and sending it away. But do it immediately. And then Hazrat goes one step beyond that. And he says, another fiqhi mas'ala. And this may be applicable to myself because of my weakness. Somebody sent a bowl of custard for argument's sake. Or it's a little bowl of curry. And what I do is that I begin eating from that bowl. I take my teaspoon or I take my bread. It's a small bowl, but I begin eating from that bowl. This is not permissible. See, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. Now, how often don't we just ignore these things? There is nothing wrong. Yes, Hazrat has made an exception and said that, okay, the exception is that if you are so close to someone and you know that that person wouldn't really mind, or you don't have to seek his permission, in fact he'll feel happy, he may think like it's tabarruk if you tell him that you've ate from that, then it's a different thing. But otherwise, some people, if a bowl is meant for dishing out, then you don't eat from that bowl. Now that came and you ate from that bowl, this is incorrect. They said, this is what the other things that are linked to this type of behavior. So he said, therefore, whenever anything comes from anywhere, he said, take it out immediately and pass the container, whatever it has been brought in, send it back immediately. So this was the lesson that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayh gave in Kanpur. That was many years ago, of course. And because we're coming to the Mubarak month of Ramadan, these are sometimes, it may be little issues, it may be, petty issues, which in our mind, we think them to be petty. But sometimes these very petty issues, like we mentioned last week about Hazrat Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh mentioning, that sometimes over little issues you get major problems. And this is, it's not just fairy tales, these things have happened. There's another person in good decision said, okay, listen, I'm sending something to my neighbor. And that container doesn't come back. And if it is something that has got sentimental value for argument's sake, then what happens? The problems that we experience after that, difficulties we experience. This is all because of non-adherence to the rules of Sharia. When there's adherence to the rules of Sharia, irrespective of which department it may be, in every department, Sharia is nothing but, to make life easy for us. Sharia is not there to make life difficult for us. It is there to make life easy. For any aspect of Sharia you take, that is why our ulama have explained that as far as, you know, someone asked one person that explain your deen. What is your deen? Define your deen or explain your deen. So he mentioned it in three short, you know, words, phrases. He said, you want to know about my deen? I'll tell you what my deen is. My deen is akmal tareen, ajmal tareen, ashal tareen. That is my deen. What do you mean? What is akmal tareen? What is ajmal tareen? What is ashal tareen? Akmal tareen, it is the most complete and comprehensive religion. Complete from every aspect. Every aspect. You know, you will be surprised that, you know, today the research that is being made, you find it is Ayn-e Sunnat. Recently I read some research of someone. He says that in the afternoons, to sleep about half an hour or little less than that, it helps for the person's mood to remain correct and for him to be fit for the rest of the day, the season. And the research says that if it goes little beyond that, then you don't get the same type of results. This qailula and resting that we have, what is it? Another research is, I may have mentioned it or not, I cannot recall. But however, the person that is a heart surgeon says his research is that for many sicknesses that we have and whatever, says the one remedy to that is drinking of excessive water. But he says that the water should not be drunk while standing, because it affects the kidneys and this and that. What is this to sit and drink water? What is it? Isn't it a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course there are exceptions to that, zamzam. But otherwise to sit. So this is akmal tareen. It is a most complete, you know, you take any sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not without any benefit, whether we understand the benefit or not. But the greatest thing for us is that it is the sunnah of Nabi, that is why we carry it out. So it is akmal tareen, it is a most complete. And it is not just complete, you know, haphazardly. It is also, there's beauty in our religion. There's beauty in our... Now, let us take a simple example of clipping the fingernails. Right. In that too, there's a tartib, there's a sequence that has been shown to us that clip your fingernails in this particular... Otherwise, you could have started from anywhere and you still get to the end result, and that is that the fingernails are clipped. But to go in this particular, isn't there beauty in it? There's some system in it, it's systematic. So there's beauty in our deen, in any aspect. If you look at the hair, right, the hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is something that is natural, it grew on the head Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in that too, how the hair was kept, the beauty in it, the oiling of the hair, Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beard Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, anything you take, and you know the reality is this, that when we see how Allah Ta'ala has created this human being, you know, how balanced Allah Ta'ala has created the human being. Once on one occasion, Hazrat Abraul Haqsa Ramtulali came to Amzinto many years ago, so he came to the masjid. That time we had the older masjid, so in the mihrab there were mosaics, you know, the small little like tiles, very small, and that whole thing was pasted with mosaics. And there's one red one, one black one, one yellow one, you know, different colors. So he looks at it and says, "Ye kya hai?" You know, this is art. See, but see how Allah Ta'ala has created the human being, you know, in such an orderly fashion. Why don't you put one red and one green and one? See, there must be system in whatever you do. We'll see, it's art. So, ajmal tareen, there's beauty in it. Take every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why we say, you know, sometimes you will find an action, right? A disbeliever will indulge in that action. And a mu'min and a believer will indulge in that same action, will carry out the same action. But in the mu'min's carrying out that action, there is a type of noor in it, which will not be there in the action of the disbeliever. Why? Because this person is doing it because it's a sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person is doing it just because he needs to do it. That is the difference between this person's doing it and the mu'min's doing it. The mu'min will comb his hair. Why? Because it is sunnat. This is how my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mu'min will put on his clothes and put on a certain type of clothes or dressing. The sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a different feeling. So however, ajmal tareen. And not only is it akmal and ajmal that it is the most complete and most beautiful, but together with that, the third aspect, it is ashal. The easiest religion to follow. The easiest religion to follow is the religion of Islam, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So this is the crux of our deen, and this is what our deen is all about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that these things that we learn from our akabir, or that they teach us, not there to make life difficult for us, but it is to make us better human beings. And also to reduce the types of problems and difficulties that we confront just because of absence of these things in our life, absence of consideration in our life, absence of these types of responsibilities in our life, we start having these types of problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the appreciation of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reach the month of Ramadan Mubarak with afiyat, with salamati. May Allah ta'ala bless us all with good health. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create that eagerness within us from now for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Wait for it. There must be an aspiration. There must be an eagerness within the heart. The month of Ramadan Mubarak is coming. Make good niyats, make good intentions as far as our ibadat is concerned, our dhikrullah is concerned, our tilawat of the Quran and Majid is concerned, our khirat and other optional actions of ibadah are concerned. May good niyat, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with life, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness this Mubarak month. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Yaar rahi ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun, mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun, har dam zikr o fikr main tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun, hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshiyar rahun, ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wird e zaba e mere ila la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam la ilaha illallah 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 tere siwa maabood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa maqsood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa maujood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa mashhood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wird e zaba e mere ila la ilaha illallah 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ اللہ 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 اینچے شیرین است نام شیرو شکر می شود جانم تمام. اللہ جل جلالہ وتعالی شانہ. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء وسید المرسلین. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ وإلیک یرجع الامر کلہ. اللہم لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک یا اول الاولین ویا آخر الاخرین ویا راحم المساکین ویا ذا القوۃ المتین ویا ارحم الراحمین یا کریم اللہ یا رحیم اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ اللہ موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ او موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ او موسٹ کنسیلنگ اللہ او موسٹ بیلوڈ اللہ او موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ یا کریم اللہ یا رحیم اللہ. You blessed with this tawfiq and this ability to raise these dirty, filthy begging bowls before you this part of the night of Jumu'ah. Why, Kareem Allah, it is nothing but your ihsan, your fadl, your grace. Oh, why, Kareem Allah, these dirty and filthy tongues were given the tawfiq and the opportunity to take your mubarak and pure and blessed name. Oh, why, Kareem Allah, these ears were given the tawfiq to listen to your mubarak name. Ya Kareem Allah, it is your tawfiq, it is your given tawfiq and ihsan. Ya Kareem Allah, we seek from you forgiveness of our major and minor sins. Ya Kareem Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, in spite of indulging in sins, Ya Allah, in spite of indulging in those actions which are displeasing to you, and displeasing to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, in spite of indulging in those actions that are displeasing to you, making use of ni'mats that are provided by you, the eyes that you have blessed us with, it is these very same eyes, O my Kareem Allah, with which haram is committed. Ya Allah, you blessed us with these eyes and you gave the command and the order to lower these gazes. O my Kareem Allah, we raise these gazes in those places where you have ordered them to be lowered. Ya Allah, these ears which you have blessed us with, Ya Allah, there's so much of haram that we have heard. O my Kareem Allah, how much of haram haven't we spoken? So much of backbiting. O my Kareem Allah, these hands, how much of haram haven't they touched or written or texted? O my Kareem Allah, these feet, haven't they taken us to haram places? O my Kareem Allah, the mind and the heart that you have given, so much of haram fantasizing. O my Kareem Allah, in spite of all this, in spite of all this, you continue showering us with your ni'mat. O my Kareem Allah, you did not deprive us of our gaze, of our sight, of our hearing. Ya Allah, you did not make us dumb. Ya Allah, you did not make us deaf. Ya Allah, you did not order the earth to swallow us when we committed haram on your earth. Oh my Kareem, Allah, how loving, caring, compassionate and kind you are. Oh my Kareem, Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, give us tawfiq, hidayat and guidance. Ya Kareem, Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the brightness of the day. Forgive those sins that we have committed during the darkness of the night. Oh my Kareem, Allah, when we wished to commit sins, when that searched and looked for the darkest of corners, we drew the curtains and then committed haram. Oh my Kareem, Allah, we thought no one was observing. Little did we realize, oh my Kareem, Allah, that you observed us. Ya Allah, you know every aspect of our life. There is absolutely nothing that is hidden from you. Oh my Kareem, Allah, on this Mubarak night, oh my Kareem, Allah, in this Mubarak month, we seek forgiveness from you for all our sins. Ya Kareem Allah, we acknowledge before you our weaknesses. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins or any of our weaknesses. Ya Kareem Allah, the Mubarak month of Ramadan is fast approaching. Ya Kareem Allah, before this month enters, let us be cleansed, oh my Kareem Allah. Cleanse us, purify us. Ya Kareem Allah, the burden of sins that we are carrying on our shoulders, oh my Kareem Allah, let them be shed. Oh my Kareem Allah, let it not happen that this Mubarak month comes and goes and we haven't benefited from it at all. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with life in this Mubarak month of Shaban. And Ya Kareem Allah, let us witness the month of Ramadan Mubarak with afiyat, with salamati, with good health. Ya Kareem Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. We have made our hearts into dirty and filthy bin bags. Oh my Kareem Allah, all the filth of this world we have put into our hearts. Ya Allah, that heart which is supposed to have been reserved for your Muhammad and for the Muhammad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there is nothing else but filth inside. Ya Allah, all the filth of this world is within our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts are dirty and filthy, napak and impure. Ya Allah, there's hasad and jealousy in our hearts. There's arrogance and pride in our hearts. There's love of this world in our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, how dirty and filthy our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, bless us with cleansed and purified hearts. Ya Allah, musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, qulub, ata, farma. Ya Allah, bless us with those hearts that you blessed the awliya'i siddiqeen with. Oh my Kareem Allah, remove arrogance from our hearts. Remove pride from our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, remove jealousy from our hearts. Oh my Kareem Allah, fill our hearts with tawadu and humility. Oh my Kareem Allah, fill our hearts with your Muhammad. فلو هذا محمد بن نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم فلو هذا محمد بن القرآن المجيد يا كريم الله through your infinite grace and mercy make us your obedient servants. يا الله make us your obedient servants. يا الله far too long we have wasted our life. يا الله the time that you have blessed us with, يا الله we have wasted this time. يا الله through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with realization. Ya Allah, bless us with realization. Ya Allah, open the eyes of our hearts. Ya Allah, very soon we will have to leave everything and come to you. Ek din manna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, our lives and the way we carry on is as if we're going to be here forever and ever. Oh my Kareem Allah, very soon there's going to be a moment where Malakul Maut will be visiting us. Oh my Kareem Allah, everything is going to be left behind. Ya Allah, the eyes will become the ones that have most taqwa. Ya Allah, now there will be no sinning. But oh my Kareem Allah, that is not going to be of any assistance. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to shut all sins before Maut comes. Oh my Kareem Allah, before the ghusl of Mayyit is given, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to take the ghusl of Tawbah. Oh my Kareem Allah, before the kafan is put over us, let us don the libas and the clothing of taqwa. Oh my Kareem Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan are controlling us. Ya Kareem Allah, we are in those dirty gutters and filthy gutters of this world.
Oh my Kareem, Allah, the filthy waters of this world are going through our mouths and through our nostrils. And we are happy in that condition. Oh my Kareem, Allah, remove us from this filth. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, attach us to you. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot separate us from you. Ya Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to perform our salah correctly. Ya Allah, give us khushu and khudu in our salah. Ya Allah, give us devotion in our salah. Ya Allah, accept at least one sajda of ours. O my Kareem Allah, give us the tawfiq to make our ibadat correctly in a way pleasing to you and pleasing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us ikhlas in our ibadat. O my Kareem Allah, those of us whom you have blessed with parents, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to appreciate our parents. Give us the tawfiq to make khidmat of our parents. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to respect our parents. O my Kareem Allah, if they are alive and you have given us wealth of this world, then give us the hearts to spend on our parents. O my Kareem Allah, when we were infants, Ya Allah, then my crying was the crying of my mother. Ya Allah, my restlessness was the restlessness of my mother. Ya Allah, if I didn't sleep, my mother didn't sleep. If I didn't eat, she didn't eat. O Kareem Allah, if I was in pain, she was in pain. O Kareem Allah, when I am now fit and strong and healthy and wealthy, O Kareem Allah, she is in distress, she is crying, and I am happy and laughing and smiling. O Kareem Allah, we go to the extent to take our mothers out of the homes. O my Kareem Allah, to throw them onto the streets, to slap our mothers. O my Kareem Allah, to be abusive. O my Kareem Allah, what zulm are we making on our parents? Ya Kareem Allah, through infinite grace and mercy, give us the tawfiq to respect our parents. Ya Allah, create in the hearts of parents muhabbat and shafqat for the children. Create in the hearts of children, Ya Allah, respect and muhabbat for the parents. O my Kareem Allah, if one or if both of our parents have left this world, Ya Allah, fill their qabars with door. Ya Allah, bless them with the highest of ranks in the akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq to engage in a'mal, in such times of a'mal, that the thawab of those a'mal reach our parents in the qabar and they become happy. O my Kareem Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. O my Kareem Allah, there are so many homes that are on fire. Ya Allah, there is no peace. Ya Allah, there is no happiness. Ya Allah, there's always war. There's arguments, there's fighting. There's so many homes that are breaking. O my Kareem Allah, we acknowledge that this is because of our weakness, our disobedience to you. Ya Allah, make us all your obedient servants. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. O my Kareem Allah, remove our difference. Ya Allah, today, because of the wealth of this world, we have become enemies of one another. O Kareem Allah, what are we going to be taking and going from this world? We have come empty-handed. We are going to go empty-handed. Ya Allah, bless us with this understanding. Let this become a reality for us. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with barakat in our rizq and sustenance. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with barakat in our rizq and sustenance. Ya Kareem Allah, you are aware of the good aspirations, wishes and desires of each and every one that is seated here. Ya Allah, bless us with our good aspirations, wishes and desires. Ya Allah, it is our aspiration to become your obedient servants. Ya Allah, make us your obedient servants. Ya Allah, make us your obedient servants. Ya Allah, don't turn us away. Ya Allah, if you turn us away, then tell us which other door is there for us. Ya Allah, tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi. Tere ghar ke siwa koi dar nahi. O my Kareem Allah, we are at your door making it. We know we are dirty, we are filthy. We are lamak and impure. We are the greatest and filthiest of first people on this earth. O my Kareem Allah, we are your servants. Ya Allah, tujhe chhod kar ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Kareem Allah, you accept us. Ya Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jazb. Ya Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jazb. Ya Allah, there are students of deen that are seated here who have raised their begging bowls. Ya Allah, because of their presence here, Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, bless them with ilm and nafi'. Ya Allah, Allah bless them with ilm and afa. Ya Allah, make them the torchbearers of Islam. Oh my Kareem, Allah, accept them for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with ikhlas and istiqamat. Oh my Kareem, Allah, make us respectful towards our mashayikh, our elders. Oh my Kareem, Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, bless us with all that khair that the Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you. Ya Allah, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection from. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين يا رب العالمين.